Okay, guys. We're back here on Truth Hurts Radio. We've got Marshall Hall on with us today talking about geocentricity. That would be the best you can come up with as far as that goes, huh? A problem with only size in appearance, but not in density. In other words, you're claiming the sun is...
I think we might hit on this mathematics thing. I've got a link. Let me quickly give you some quotations that were made by a bunch of scientists in London in 1931 the Soviet Union. These are communists. They said.
How about this? Before you get into that, if you're claiming that the entire known universe that we can see, as far as the eye can see, all the stars, galaxies, whatnot. Are orbiting the Earth? Are you claiming that there is a physical force, the normal laws of physics as we know them, are in operation here? That somehow the Earth must be super dense and thus producing an almost infinitely powerful gravitational field, or are you claiming it's just God divinely holding everything in place? You know what I'm saying?
Electromagnetism is so much stronger, like millions of times stronger than gravity.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So gravity.
That's the whole idea behind plasma cosmology.
The whole Newtonian business is now under scrutiny. I've got a new link showing his connection with the Kabbalism. And in other words, we're going to come back to religion one way or the other. You can't escape it. People think that what we believe is secular science is not secular science. It's all in a holy book of a specific religion, which has been...
Well, I just bought a book years. Called... hold on, I got it right here. What the heck is it? Yeah, it's called The Birth... Freemasonry and the Birth of Modern Science. It's very interesting reading, and they argue that all of our modern scientific concepts, which, anybody who listens to the show regularly knows that I don't agree with most of everything that is sold to us as science, because, a lot of it is poppycock. And you can trace the origins of a lot of our scientific thought to religion, the religion of Masonry. They have had a profound influence on the way that we think about a lot of things. Not that everything is wrong, but sometimes even the stuff that's right is tainted with enough Masonic influence that we've been led off the track.
Exactly.
So, I'm not saying I agree with you, but I agree with the fact that you're rejecting what they say and looking for, alternate explanations, because what they're offering, I'll tell you, it's mostly... bunk.
Well, they say modern physics rejects absolute inertia. That's what these folks are saying. The teaching of self-movement of matter received its full development in the dialectical materialism of Marx, Engels, and Lenin. And so on that goes. Communism has to have evolution. The ultimate thing about this is we got two creation scenarios, basically just two. Unless you want to be the turtle's back or something. You got the Big Bang exploded 15 billion years ago, and all these things happened, and it produced the universe and the Earth and you and me and the trees. Or you have the six-day creation of the Bible, which is also in the Quran. So it's a conflict. A war between those two things, and the ones winning the war, it seems, is the one that we all taught and have been forever. But I'm telling you that what we call physics and real science is just something that's made up by men. The mathematization of physics, this says, is continually growing, and physics is becoming more and more dependent on the fate of mathematics. The spatial mathematics has, for the greater part, been created by the physicists themselves. For ordinary mathematics is unable to satisfy the requirements of present-day physics. There's a lot of those kinds of things from professional sources that will just tell you that physics, the name of it used to be natural philosophy before they changed it to physics.
Right. I tell you what, hold that thought. We've got to go to another break. Stick with us, folks. Be right back.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
All right, guys. Welcome back to True Threats Radio. Joined today by Marshall Hall, geocentrist. Did you want to read some more of those quotes? Because I had another gripping question I wanted to ask you, but I wanted you to finish.
On that one, I would say I could read you a lot about the physics and the rest of what it is, but let me squeeze in 30 seconds of about telescopes. I mean, this is the key to a lot of it, isn't it? With that universe that we're told is out there and the millions of galaxies and trillions of stars and 15 billion light years thick and all that is true, then it's all dependent upon telescopes. Right?
Well, that's how we see most of the...
redshift and those kinds of things.
Right.
I've got four links on NASA stuff and the second one's on telescopes. They can create anything with these mirror configurations in the telescopes. Listen to this one paragraph. Distributed optics opens a world of possibilities as to how to configure the multiple small mirrors in the computer-programmed system. The new generation space telescope is designed to produce a pretty ratty image that looks like an interference pattern. In other words, just snow. Then the question, why would one possibly want to form an interference pattern rather than a picture? Answer, because with the help of a computer, a series of interference patterns can be combined to form a perfect image. And this synthesized image will get sharper and sharper. There is no fundamental limit to this technique of ultimately perhaps giving the human race a glimpse of the features of another world very much like our own. And the same thing's true with the cameras. What you see in these pictures from NASA and on your TV and stuff like that, aren't photographs. They're artist concepts. They're simulated virtual reality creations. The Hubble telescope doesn't see a bit further than the ones they had before Hubble.
I've done backyard photography and taken some pretty good pictures of the Orion Nebula. Obviously, there's a lot more there than what the naked eye can perceive. I mean, how far are you taking this, you know?
Then you get into how did they measure the distances to the stars. And if you want to go ahead with your question or something and all.
Parallax.
Yeah, parallax. If you start with the assumption, as Bessel did in 1838, that the Earth goes around the Sun, and the Sun's 93 million miles away, then you've got a 186 million mile diameter from 1 year later, right? Across from 93 million miles to 93 million miles.
Right.
So you use that, turn that thing off, as an angle for your triangle to do a parallax. If, however, the Earth is not moving, you don't have the 186 million mile hypotenuse or whatever to work with. You only have an 8,000 mile one, which happens to be 23,250 times smaller, bringing that whatever you're looking at 23,250 times closer. So that's just for nearby stars, what they call nearby, like up to maybe 1,000 light years right at your elbow. The rest of it, they've got 26 different techniques for measuring those. Almost all of them are they're all computer programmed. I'll give you some stuff on virtual reality if you want it, but you can begin to see with the star measurement difference. We're talking about a small universe, small meaning like 8 billion miles. It doesn't have to be one bit bigger. In fact,
I'd agree with you that a lot of the claims that they make are, you know, basically guesswork. Certainly the age of the universe, nobody can say. It's all guesswork. You know, just like they date fossils by dating the minerals. I mean, their dating methods aren't infallible to begin with, but even if they were, how could dating minerals that have replaced bone tell you how old the original bone was? It's laughably ridiculous, the logic that they use. But one thing is for sure, you know, we've sent spacecraft out almost as far as what's called the heliopause, you know, the outer limits of the sun's influence.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they know roughly the speed that the craft are going and, of course, how long they've been journeying. And from that, we can ascertain that that our solar system is, you know, it's pretty big.
I don't have an argument. I don't argue with the distances. I use the standard distances in the solar system. It's beyond the solar system I'm talking about. That distance is out with the stars.
Right, but, I mean, just by implication, though, wouldn't you think that, since the sun's influence and its heliopause is, you know, 10 billion miles out, wouldn't you think that that's probably the case with, you know, other stars as well?
No, because we're totally fooled by all this star stuff. There's never been a resolution of a single star outside of our sun. I give you quotes on that. In other words, there's no shape, but there's nothing.
Right. Nothing. Right. So you're arguing that they're not necessarily suns like our sun?
Well, even if they are, they could be electro transformer type things that the electric universe physicists are talking about with a plasma conductor, a network of all this out there. It doesn't have to go very far. They're even saying we do not know how big the universe is. It could be 10 trillion times smaller than we're told.
Yeah, okay. But once again, though, we do come back, you know, even if that were the case, we do come back to the problem of gravity, which you admitted, you know, see, this is where I have a problem. I'm not trying to, you know, downplay you or your theory. I'm just saying, for me personally, you know, the biblical evidence really doesn't do anything for me. For me, it would have to come from the science. I mean, I'm not denouncing the Bible. I'm saying I don't see the Bible the way you see it with those statements. You know what I mean? So for me, it would have to come from the science. And so far, I'm not overwhelmingly convinced here. I'm not terribly impressed, you know, with the gravity aspect of it. Although I can see how you could get around that, you know, like you said, the size differential. Although they pretty much, tell you the truth, I'm not sure how they do it, but they've pretty much got the densities down. Do you know how they measure densities? I mean, they've got a whole, you know, you can look at charts for Jupiter and Saturn. Saturn is supposedly less dense than all the other planets. It would float in water if you had a big enough body of water. But as to how they actually deduce that, do you have any idea how they do that?
Well, the same smoke and mirrors that they do with their discovery of some, they claim now 250 planets outside the heliosphere you're talking about. And about every week you come up with a new thing, but nobody has ever seen a planet out there. Give me a break. They haven't seen it. It's all made up from hypotheses, assumptions based on other assumptions, overlaid with assumptions. They can't do it. Redshift.
Well, it's like black holes. I mean, that's debated back and forth as to whether they even exist, let alone what their mechanics are.
Yeah. But they have to have, in order for this one religious creation scenario to be correct, it has to have these 15 billion year old universe, 15 billion light years thick.
And black matter, or dark matter as they call it, it's just like the plasma cosmologists point out, it's just a way to explain away something that, you know, their theory isn't explaining. You know,
right. And I appreciate your comments, Charles. I know I read your bio, and I know you're an educated man, and I'm fully aware that to get on a stumble into this like I did early on there is not helpful, but that people want to hear something besides the Bible. You can't just say, well, the Bible says, and therefore it must be. Although when you look, all I'm saying is when you look at enough of the other things that have happened, you're left holding the bag with the idea that what you believe there is also religious out of another holy book. It happens to be a holy book which hates Christianity and hates the Bible, hates Jesus. And that you can see how they deal with him in the Talmud and so on.
Right. Oh, sure.
So, and yeah, this is not a criticism of any group of religion. Just believe it if you want to. But they, you know, we have a right to try to defend the Bible and Scripture once we see the reason why we can do that. And one of those reasons is you're going to be talking about a religion if you accept these other, everything we've been told right back to and including a starting point of rotating Earth going around the sun.
Right, right.
But made everything bigger. Before that, it didn't need to be big, any bigger than what you could see.
I've got another important question I want to ask you, but I'll wait till after we get another caller here. We got Don in Ohio. It's got to be my buddy Don.
Hi, Charlie.
Yeah, that's him. How's it going?
This is a very interesting discussion going on here.
This is Don Nikoloff, in case people don't recognize his voice.
I would like to make a comment here, and it's, you know, I do quite a bit of, investigation of phenomenon outside of what occurs on the Earth. And I can tell you that what NASA tells us is a smokescreen for what's really going on. Now, if we consider that as a possibility, then what we're told about the color of Mars or the nature of Saturn is going to be very different as well, or at least possibility of that.
Hey, I got to throw this in there. I don't know if you saw this. This is just the other day. My girlfriend sent me the link. There's a bill before Congress right now which would prevent other nations from trying to land men on Mars. NASA wants to have a monopoly on that. Isn't that interesting?
Well,
now, why do you suppose that is? And how can they pass a bill telling other countries not to do this? What are they going to bomb them if they try to?
Well, the New World Order.
Wow, man, this is crazy. Okay, we've got to go to break. Stick with us. We'll be right back, guys.
safe beneath his roof.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, guys. Back to Two Thirds Radio. Got Marshall Hall on the phone today as our guest, and we've got Don Nikoloff from Ohio. Yeah, Don, we actually got John Coolis waiting on the line, too, from the Netherlands. I don't want to keep him waiting. It's long distance. But, yeah, did you have any specific point or question that you wanted to raise
for
the guest?
Well, I'd like to make just a couple of points, is that the pictures that were shown of Mars, for example, are filtered, okay?
Sure.
Mars is not a red planet. There's grass up there.
That.
There's water up there. There's artifacts of cities, buildings, and the number of photos that are released to the public are drastically different than what really exists.
I'm thinking of relocating up there. The next shuttle flight, I'm going to catch it. I hear it's real peaceful and quiet up there.
Yeah, then there's the issue of Saturn. I mean, I've heard people saying Saturn's a ball of gas. Well, how does a ball of gas keep these rings stationary? I mean, what is going on there? I'm going to tell you that there's mining going on Saturn, that there's life up there, whether it's earthly life or if it's from another part of the solar system or the galaxy is another question. Look into the issue of the Galactic Federation. Look into the number of ships that are sighted. Look into, read something like the OWASPE Bible that talks about the elliptical energy patterns around the Earth that distort the actual distances visually between the Earth and the Moon or the Earth and the other planets. I mean, we're fed so much bunk about what's going on, and yet videos come out nonstop showing hundreds or thousands of flying saucers following the tether of a space station or of a shuttle, and they call it ice crystals, and they call it space junk. I mean, we're fed so much junk about what's going on, it's unreal. Every time they launch something from Cape Kennedy, there's a dual launch that takes place from Edwards Air Force Base so that you don't notice what's going on. Everybody's paying attention to Florida. They have a mirrored flight that takes off.
You know, interestingly enough, I've mentioned this on the show before. I don't know if you heard this, but I asked some NASA people to come on here from JPL to talk about the Mars rovers and or the Cassini mission. And at first, they were all enthused, you know. But then when I got the call back, he was supposed to get a couple of scientists and book them for me. And he calls me back and says, he's real nervous sounding. We can't do that. I'm like, what do you mean? No, we can't schedule anybody for your show. Sorry. It was obvious. They checked the website. Oh, these are those rats. You know, it could be a number of things. It might just be that, oh, they're not Bush supporters and we're not going to get that money if we have this guy on because Bush promised us a budgetary increase. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it almost seemed like there was something else there. I don't know. Very strange, though. Very childish and immature, if you ask me. It's supposed to be a professional scientist.
The issue is at the heart of all the money laundering going on worldwide.
Did you have any comments on this?
Pardon me?
Marshall? Yeah. I wanted to see if Marshall had any comments on this.
Yeah.
Two quick thoughts. NASA, as I have my link, I have four of them. The first one says, will show you that from Carl Sagan and Daniel Golden, who ran NASA for 9 years, that they said that the purpose of NASA is to find our cosmic roots. They called it the Origins Program. It's all about evolution in outer space. That's
well, I actually have documented proof.
They're going to put a claim on Mars or whatever you said, so nobody can get there.
I do have documented proof that Carl Sagan did, in fact, evolve from monkeys. I don't know about the rest of us. But
the green monkey, I think.
Yeah, I got proof of that. Hey, did you know, seriously, I got to throw this in there. Did you know that Sagan, until just before his you know bout with cancer, was an avid pot smoker? I kid you not.
Right,
he admitted
I've got
it.
On my link, too.
Got,
all that.
Yeah, he got most of his inspiration under the influence of
his wife.
Oh,
with a whistleblowing there.
Yeah, this is what our great scientific minds are up to.
You have a lot of great information coming out on the show. Your guest has obviously thought a lot of this through. I would like to point out that I think, if I'm not mistaken, a geosynchronous orbit is at the distance of 26,200 miles.
Well, you check it out. I'm going to go with 22,000. But one of us is right on that, and the other doesn't make much difference. It's exponentially further out than anything else.
But
although they are running some up to 60.
Yeah, I mean, all of the spacecraft that have been sent, with the exception of so-called Apollo, but we know that was a fraud. But all the other missions that have been manned have all been within that 300, danger limit, because beyond that you start getting into the Van Allen belts. So, you know, nothing manned has ever been sent that far out.
I think there's an issue about the Van Allen belt, which is also a myth, too, and that's that you can protect certain physical objects from radiation, especially if you are using the modalities of stargates as your means of travel. It's not even an issue then anymore because you enter a different realm of time and a different realm of space. In fact, that's
I want to get a hold of these Chinese orbiter photographs and see if there's any zoom-ins from the so-called Apollo landing sites. They're probably doing that now and lapping those phony Americans, but they're afraid to start a world war, so they're not going to
If that was true about the Van Allen belt, then that would equally affect races from other realms of the universe that are coming here. They would not be able to come here. So you're saying God would create a planet and then no one could approach it or leave it ever. And that, to me,
I'm not saying
ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm not saying it can't be. I'm saying with our current technology, I don't think man has.
No, yeah. that's
anyway, we got John on the line from the Netherlands. I don't want to keep him waiting. Was that it, Don?
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to make a couple of points there.
All right, great. Okay. Yeah, thanks a lot. Okay, folks, we'll be right back, and we'll take John's call after the break. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Threats Radio. We're joined today by Marshall Hall, a geocentrist. And before we go on here, we've been keeping poor John waiting on the line here forever. Welcome back, John.
Yeah, thank you. I hope you can hear me.
Loud and clear.
Okay. I have another question to respond to this. For the guest,
yeah.
If the prime creator created everything, then everything that comes from it is of it. And therefore, if you study creation, you study the creator. What is his response to that?
I don't think there's any question, but what you, the kind of God that you believe in, is determined
I'm
by
just,
the kind
I'm
of
just
creation.
Have this wisdom. Just maybe. Ask me if I'm right. If the prime creator created everything, then everything that comes from it is of it. And if you study creation, you study the creator.
Yes. I take that to be a biblical statement, really. I mean, it says this is the God that did it this way, if that's what you mean. If you reject
what I mean
the way, why you have to have another
this,
kind of God.
A tendency that we can describe something that is indescribable because it is, you know, incomprehensible. And anyone who tries to describe anything that is indescribable limit that what it is, what we tried to describe in the first place. There is always this dilemma that we have limited comprehension in the first place.
Well, it's only limited if we rule out what is written that tells us about it, you know, tells these a whole story about all the way through and his plan.
It's all about, trusting the authorities that they will interpret the prime creator, and you trust that to be flawless.
Well, if I've got two choices. I can either trust that, or I can trust an infinitesimal atom of energy blew up 15 billion years ago and created everything that we see and know about. I mean, this.
Everybody knows
absurd.
That's not the case, that you have to choose between those two, you know, opposites.
There isn't any other.
There are so many other things. For instance, what is your take on that? You know, do you believe that any kind of aliens are must be demons, or do you think maybe part of them are angels? Because angels is just a label, and demons is also a label for our limited comprehension.
Well, I looked at your site, and I know that you are very keen on the UFOs and so on. And
not only UFOs, I'm into suppressed news in general. There's so much what we're not supposed to know that we've been dumbed down on many topics, including religion.
Yeah, well, that's altogether true. I like what you said about could these be angels and so on. I read a book years ago, I forget the two authors, one of them was named Hall, but they made that case about the UFO sightings being really angelic activity in the heavens, both good and bad.
Yeah, part of it. So if there is another question, it's the last question, because I can talk forever about this. The last question would be, if there is a heaven in the wars and one-third of the angels has been casted out of heaven, my question is, how on earth can there be a war in a place that's supposed to be perfect?
Where does it say it's perfect?
Most people say, if I'm going to heaven, I'm being rewarded, because that's peace and harmony.
But that's another stage after all this temporary. The Bible says, for example, if we're going to talk about that, in Isaiah 66, that behold, a new heavens and a new earth, which I will create. That's also in Isaiah 65, 2 Peter 3, and Revelation 21:1, and so on. There are two earths that God has created according to the Bible. And there will be.
Okay.
These will pass away, and there'll be a new heavens and a new earth.
Okay. You know that Carl Sagan was the author of the book called Contact, and it's been there's a movie about that Contact movie with what is her name again? The author.
Yeah.
She
used to be with Disney
Judy
as
Foster.
A kid. Jodie Foster. Yeah.
Yeah, wonderful movie.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Carl Sagan is not that bad after all, by the way.
I liked his Cosmos, and, you know, he had some good stuff. I just, I think he had a bit of a swelled head, though. Turns out, if he was alive today, I think he'd be shilling for the Bush administration. He shilled for Daddy Bush. He's the one that came up with the idea that, oh, Saddam is going to poison the Gulf, and it's going to have economic reverberations around the whole world, and it's going to be the end of the world if we don't take Saddam out. And, you know, it was just a whole lot of bunk. In fact, Saddam did do it.
Okay, I have to go. Thank you so much.
Yeah, okay, yeah, thanks, John.
Okay, bye-bye.
Nice bye-bye. Thanks for the call. We've actually got a couple other callers, and oh, my gosh, the time is really running by here on us. I hope I get a chance to ask you one of my pivotal questions, but let me go to these callers first here. We've got David in New York. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Charles?
Yeah, welcome.
Hey, what is your guest name again, please?
Marshall Hall.
Okay, I would like to ask Mr. Hall, how he justifies the seasons.
Well, we're told the only way.
You stole my question. That's pretty much the essence of mine. But yeah.
Well, since
he raised it, let me draw the distinction here. What Marshall is saying, apparently, if I'm understanding him right, is that, you know, when we see the sun rise and the moon rise and the stars, you know, trail across the sky in the night sky, what's happening is these things are all orbiting around the Earth in a 24-hour period. But as anybody knows, there's also this period of a year, 365 days, where the stars change. Like, you know, the stars you'll see in the sky in the winter are different from the stars you'll see in the sky in the summer. So how do you explain those two differences?
Not difficult, really. If you just get rid of that humpback
23.5 degree tilt if the Earth was supposed to be on it. The only reason we believe in that is because, let's say on June the 21st, here it is on 93 million miles from the sun on one side, and then a year later, it's on the other side, 93 million.
Yeah, it's yeah.
And so it has to be tilted in order for the sun to hit the upper part and give summer, and then when it's on the other side, the other part. And that's the way we explain the seasons. But if you're in the geocentrism idea, which is infinitely more simple and is confirmed by everything anybody who's ever lived has seen and continues to see, is that the sun spirals around the northern hemisphere about 91 times of a pretty tight spiral down to the equator from, say, June the 21st to December the 21st coming up, and then it spirals another 91 times down to in the southern hemisphere.
But how would you explain this, the stars moving over a period of 365 days? You know, if they're orbiting around the Earth every 24 hours, why is it that their positions change over a year period?
Well, some do and some don't.
Well, they'd have to change their planes, wouldn't they?
In other words, right now, when I look out at the night sky at, you know, 2 a.m., I see Orion dead center overhead. And it's going to move slowly, slowly over the coming months to the point where I won't see it at all. It'll be on the day side. It won't be until next year at this time that at that time, at the same time of year, the same time of night, I'll see it directly overhead again. It is moving progressively every day. So what causes that in addition to it rotating around the Earth every 24 hours? You know what I'm saying?
If the Earth's not rotating, just get your camera out and film it going around, you know, time release, and you'll see everything, all of them going around.
Are you saying that the Earth does rotate?
No, it does not rotate. If you watch, you'll see the stars go around in 23 hours and 56
minutes.
Right,
but do you understand my point, though? That doesn't explain why the stars move.
They'd have to change their plane of rotation, too.
In fact, they move 1 degree every day, pretty much, roughly.
Okay.
And, you know, the 360 degrees of the sky. So over 365-day period, it's roughly 1 degree every day the position of the stars are changing. So in addition to them rotating around the Earth every 24 hours, you'd have to explain what causes that 1 degree movement, you know, taking about a whole year for them to come around back to the same spot again. You know what I'm saying?
And you have other variations, you know, 18 years and different things like that. But it all works out. It worked out fine before Copernicus. They were able to get down within minutes of a solar eclipse and how precise that is. I mean, and it was all based on a non-moving Earth. I mean, things were based on a non-moving Earth for a very long time in some very sophisticated societies and so on.
Yeah, but what is your answer to that, though? You know what I mean? Do you have an answer?
Are not affected by...
No, we're not talking seasons. I'm talking about the 1 degree movement of the entire sphere of the heavens, you know, taking about a whole year for it to come back, you know, full circle.
Well, the one star that doesn't move, and we know what that is.
Polaris, right.
It just works the way we photograph it.
Yeah, but that doesn't quite answer the question. Anyway, caller, did you have any more points, Dave?
Well, no, but I'm not quite satisfied with it, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Have a good day. Merry Christmas.
Okay, Dave. Thanks. Yeah, you too.
Thanks.
All right, let's go. We got Esoterics, one of my Pal Talk buddies, waiting. Go ahead, Esso.
Yes. Good afternoon, Charlie.
Good afternoon.
Okay, I'm afraid I can't buy into that, you know, as far as the rotation and revolvement of the sun, of the Earth around the sun. I believe Copernicus proved it, and we've seen space photos that prove it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we send shuttles up and it's photographing the Earth, videotaping the Earth, we can see it moving.
I beg your pardon there. None of this that you've said, I mean, all of what you've said people believe, but none of it is true. We have no hard evidence. This discussion wouldn't last 1 minute. you know, it would be over. If there was any evidence, solid, hard, indisputable evidence that the Earth moved, this discussion wouldn't come up. And there's a physicist in Scotland, there's a PhD astronomer in Cleveland, there's a PhD physicist in Clearwater. I mean, we're talking engineers all over the place. People are coming, professionals are coming to this idea that there, and even Sir Fred Hoyle, one of the greatest.
Do you know how they would explain the difference between, you know, the stars rising and setting?
I don't know the answer to that, Charles. I don't even quite understand it, but it doesn't. All I'm saying is it does not.
See, I mean,
everything is explainable by the other moon.
Yeah, maybe I should have one of them on then to explain, because to me that's even bigger than the gravity issue for me. That's a big, that would have to be explained. I would have to have a good, solid answer for that one.
And Edsel, I understand where you're coming from. I've been there. I mean, I didn't start out this way. A number of years ago, if someone said to me the Earth's not moving, I probably would have, just laughed in her face or something. But I've been at this for 35 years, and on the evolution thing first, and determined to find out the answers, and I think I've got them. I think they're on my website, which is at fixedearth.com. If you just go to a search engine, you'll get a couple hundred things on that.
I am intrigued. I'm going to have to check that out, because I'm curious to see how they account for that, how they answer that. Did you have any more questions or comments, Esoterics?
Yes, I did have some comments. You had a previous guest that was talking about NASA covering up certain scientific evidence.
Yeah.
And he's right. There are documentaries out. There's one called Project Red Star, which is on Google. There was another one called Press Conference for Life on Mars, which is also on Google. And these documentaries are showing the artifacts that have been discovered on Mars, and also Richard C. Hoagland's work, which can be found on VOTV. And those are three documentaries that are showing us that there are, in fact, artifacts on Mars in the form of pyramids, in the form of a second face, in the form of ruins that have been discovered on Mars.
He's a frustratingly difficult person to get a hold of. I tried to get him on. He's basically busy until the end of next month, he told me, but I'm trying to get him.
NASA's in the business of origin.
You might want to try getting Tom Van Flandern.
Yeah, they're putting NASA has an $18 billion budget this year to continue to bring in.
Heck, Iraq gets that every month. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
An origins program. They are telling you how this universe began, how it started, and if what kind of God or no God is there. And it's the only alternative to the other one. They're killing off the biblical one and replacing it with this one. If it's true, it's true. And I guarantee you, the more you look at it, the more you will know that it is not true.
Well, that seems to be the only way they get funding for, like, for the Mars exploration spacecraft. They'll say that they're looking for life, which I'm sure they are, but
doesn't matter what it is, moon, whatever it is, there's always billions of years. They've got to have billions of years, remember. There's no evolution without billions of years, and that's out of their holy books. And they have made it come to pass with theoretical science. It's not real science. It is theoretical science, which is disproved. It's a contradiction in terms. It's science fiction. And for your previous caller and all the rest of those, they're dependent upon evolution in outer space, are you not? You're dependent on people being so smart that they're doing things out there on Mars and Saturn and so on, and flashing lights, and they're going doing all kinds of stuff. They evolved up out of what? Over how many billions of years, and are now flying around, they're superior to us, or they haven't come along that far on the food chain. We're at, it's nuts. It's totally.
Well, if this is evolving, I think we did better as a bunch of bacterium.
Yeah.
We didn't pose a threat to blowing up the planet back then. Yeah, whatever. No, I to me, that's the biggest problem with evolution right there. If we were evolving, why isn't our intellect, I should say, why isn't our moral standards keeping up with our intellect? We still get the moral standards of the cavemen clubbing themselves over the head if we go by their theory.
Well, you said something about Sagan, and he wrote a book,
Sagan.
Evolution of the Brain. We're talking about really, really crazy stuff, but it's all in a Bible of another religion. So which one are you going to go for?
No question. All through history, even the classical Greeks were heavily influenced by some kind of religious thought. That science and religion have almost always been intermeshed. Even the evolutionists today, to some degree, are doing that. Like I said, Masonry has had a major influence in our scientific thought, and so their religion has entered into it. So did esoterics? Any more comments or?
No, that's it. Except for we're making new scientific discoveries that are kicking the standard models on their ear.
Sure,
and
absolutely.
It's about time we did, because we need to discover free energy sources. And luckily, there are private organizations that are engaging in the discovery of these technologies, so that they can be distributed on a wide basis. And personally, I think that's our best hope for beating back the New World Order.
There you go. Yeah, we as individuals got to start using our minds and not leaving things up to the scientists. We have brains just as competent as theirs. They're not the gurus. They don't have the final answer on things. Okay, thanks, Esso, for the call.
You're welcome.
And stick with us, folks. Short break. We'll be right back.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. Just to let you know, tomorrow we got a very interesting guest, guys. John Hutchinson. Some of you might be familiar with him. He's an inventor up in Canada, scientist, physicist, who's developed some incredibly bizarre inventions. He's into Tesla technology, and he's developed some really incredibly advanced devices and made some really wild discoveries, anti-gravity. He's got a gun that you can aim at a wall and literally see through the wall using, you got to wear a protective suit, of course. He uses x-rays, but just really cutting-edge stuff. So you don't want to miss that. Okay, back to today's guest, Marshall Hall. We just have a couple more minutes left. You know, I just wanted to mention this quick. This is something that I've come up with recently as far as gravity goes. You know, I'm convinced that the force that holds things in orbit around each other isn't even, quote, gravity as we know it. You know, I don't think it's related to the same force that causes the apple to fall from the tree necessarily. Like you mentioned before, Marshall, you know, it could be electromagnetics or just plain magnetics. All astronomical bodies have powerful magnetic fields. And anybody who's ever toyed with magnets, I got a couple here in my hand right now. They're spherical magnets. And if you position them so that the, you know, the two north or two south poles are facing each other, so you get repulsion, and then you move one of them still having that same, you know, resistive pole facing the same direction, but you just move it so that its equators are parallel, and then you move them around each other, you could see how out in space, without the Earth's gravity to interfere, you can feel how, you know, as you move it around in a circular motion, there's that pull that's at the same time holding it in, yet pushing it out at the same time. There's like a balance there. It's, you know, get a hold of some magnets and try this yourself. You'll see what I'm talking about. This could easily account for planets orbiting stars and moons orbiting planets. It could be a powerful magnetic field.
I think electromagnetism is where it's at, really.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
But I
still have the question, though, as to why smaller objects always, from what we can see, orbit larger ones or more dense ones.
Right.
But anyway, go ahead. You were going to say something?
Well, I thought I'd get in a 30-second commercial here to say again that for folks who found this interesting, want to look a little further, go to Fixed Earth. It's FIXEDEARTH.com and see what you think. I've got all kinds of links on there, and I've got them color-coded as to length, 1 to 3 pages, 4 to 6 pages, and stuff like that. If you haven't got a lot of time, pick out the short ones. You'll see a subject area thing at the bottom of the web page. It's about 3.5 pages down. There are over 100 links, so there's a lot of titles there to look at. If you are a Bible person or a creationist in particular, believe the Bible is true, you might want to take a very hard look at this, because this is what's holding up, this is what's allowing evolutionism to succeed. It's whether the Earth moves or not, and I believe you'll see that the Bible teaches that it does not, and that science agrees with that teaching, and that there's another religion that is stopping that teaching. So that's about it, I guess, for that. And I will be looking for a better response to what you said there, Charles, which I think is...
Yeah, I'm actually going to check your site out for that. I'm curious to see what you have on there about that, because to me that's a big problem. The once again, folks, fixedearth.com, F-I-X-E-D-earth.com. I'd like to know how... you said you have some papers from scientists on the physicists that have addressed that? The difference between
physicists is gathered in London with how they've changed, created the mathematics, the physics that make us think that a smaller object has
right
to orbit a bigger, you know.
Okay, so I'll check that out. FixedEarth.com, folks. Okay, thanks again, Marshall, for coming on. That's all the time
we've
got for today. Okay, folks. Like I said, tomorrow John Hutchinson will be our guest. We'll see you then. Take care. Have a good day.
With recent internet